Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to know, and not only to know, but know for sure that regardless of what we go through in life, if we invite God into our situation, then God takes full control over the situation and he brings us out of the situation because we have the faith to believe God. Because the scripture says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. That he that come to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. So we are glad that when we're at our lowest, we know without one shadow of a doubt, that as the scripture says, thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
I just wanna pray
forever, come on.
Blessings and
blessings and more.
Yes, I just want to thank you all that you have done for me. You know, the Bible did say in 1 Thessalonians, the 5th chapter and the 18th verse, in everything give him thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. You know, I've learned this. You know, anybody can praise God when they get $10,000 in their pocket. Anybody can praise God when things are going good. But when your back is against the wall and you don't know what to do, the scripture tells me, in everything, give him thanks. And that song says, I just want to thank you. We get a whole lot to thank God for. You know, there are so many people going through so many things. And even though you might be going through something, you still can lift your hands and say, you know what? I might be going through something, but I can still give God what's due to him. That is the glory, the honor, and the praise. And one thing I love about worship, worship says, if you don't do nothing else for me, I'm going to give you the glory and the honor. Praise says, I thank you for what you've done for me. But worship says, if you don't do anything, I still love you. I still glorify you. I give you what's due to you. And that is the glory and the honor.
Let me hear the worshiper. Where's all of my praises? I want everybody around the world to put your hands together, because all the praise belongs to God. Here we go.
God.
Every praise. matter what you've been through, just know that praise is bringing you out right now. Nobody can get praise but God tonight. Come on, clap them hands.
Bible says, let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. And I don't know anybody that is on this earth that is worthy to be praised. And his name is Jesus. And we got a whole lot to give God praise for. Everything he have done for us, as the scripture said, is he that made us and not we ourselves. Thank God for everything God have done for us. On this Friday at 12:17, thank God for everything he have done for us. And regardless of what's going on in the world, we still know that God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we can ever ask or ever thank. Well, I want to remind you, first let me greet you again in that name that is above every name, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God. Thank God for being back here on Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. And thank God for every one of you that have been tuning into Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio. Just say this. If you are in need of prayer, Pastor Kenneth Morgan's prayer line is open to pray for you. Line is to pray for those that are going through problems and situations. You got a problem, God has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. All you got to do is get on the phone and call 803-317-4457. That's 803-317-4457. When this show is over, you can call that line, and we'll be glad to pray for you and believe God for your miracle. For the Bible says, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, he said that he would do it for them. And I believe God, I know that God can fix your problem. But here goes the thing. When we come together in prayer, the Bible says, if you believe that you receive them, you will have them. You know, sometimes when people pray for things, you know, they're not even sure that if God's going to hear them. And I want to encourage you that if you ask God in faith, your faith don't have to be a big size. The Bible speaks about a mustard seed of faith, small. All you got to do is trust and believe that God can fix your problem when someone is praying for you. And I guarantee you, this is a guarantee, if you come in agreement, if two of you would agree on earth as touching anything they should ask, the scripture says he would do it for them. We can come in agreement and believe God for your healing. For the Bible says he was wounded for your transgression, bruised for your iniquity. The chastisement of his peace was upon him, and with his stripes you are healed. Let me tell you something. If God said you're healed, who report will you believe? I guarantee you I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. If God tells me something, according to Numbers 23:19 in the Old Testament, Numbers 23:19 that says, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he may repent, for have he said it, will he not do it? If he's spoken it, will he not make it good? Let me tell you, when God says something, I guarantee you to the bank, God always performs what he says. And when God does it, when God does a thing, he does it well. When all else have failed, look to Jesus, because he is the one that can fix your problem and your situation. So I want to encourage you to call 803-317-4457. Just a little bit later, I'll be going into my inspirational message to encourage those that are going through this radio ministry. Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio ministry mission is to minister to those that are going through and let them see that if you done tried everything and everything failed, try Jesus. When all else fails, look to Jesus, because he is the one that has the answer to heal your deepest hurts. This is what we're here for. This is our mission, to minister to those that are hurting and to point them to Jesus as John the Baptist did. John the Baptist says, "One coming after me, whose shoes I'm not worthy to latch, he will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire." So it's our mission to minister to those that are going through, that are hurting, those that are carrying a burden and feel like ain't nothing else they can do. Well, it is something you can do. Invite God into your situation and let him fix it for you. Also, our mission is to take the gospel of the kingdom around the world for those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, to let them know that Jesus loves them, according to John chapter 3, verse 16. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever shall believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." It is our mission to take the gospel of the kingdom around the world, to preach to those that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, and tell them that God wants to have a relationship with them. I didn't ask you, did you go to church? I didn't ask you if you was baptized in water. I didn't ask you if you was a deacon on the deacon board in the choir. Thank God for all that. But there are a lot of people that go to church that don't have a relationship with him. I often put it in the way as somebody goes to visit somebody. You go and visit somebody that you care about. I don't care how much you care about them, you are not a part of that family. And many times when you go into that house, you go in there with respect because you know that you know them. But there are a line that you know you can't cross because you don't live there and you're not a family member. Well, the Bible tells me in John chapter 1, verse 12, "To them that received him, to them he gave the power to become the sons of God." God want to have a relationship with you. You know, the question to you, if you should die right now. I know a lot of people don't want to hear that, but the Bible said it's appointed unto man wants to die, but after death comes the judgment. If you should die right now, I didn't ask you all the good stuff you did, or even all the bad stuff you did. I'm asking you, if you died right now, where will you spend eternity? Somebody said, nobody knows. Oh, yes, we do, according to the scripture. In John chapter 3, verse 3, John said, "Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Hear what it just said. Except a man is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Revelation chapter 20, verse 15 said, "And whosoever name was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Oh, here you go. You know, some people say that, oh, here they go. They talking about that hell. And I don't mean no harm, but I don't believe they're hell. I say, well, there's a whole lot of stuff you don't see it, but you still believe it. There's a lot of things in life you ain't never seen, but you believe it. I often ask a person, if you work every day, what day do you get paid? Somebody said, well, I get paid on Friday. Well, here go the question. After you have punched your time card on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and now Friday morning, how do you know that check is going to be waiting for you? Did you see the check? No, you didn't see it, but you believed that that check was going to be there because you believed in something that you haven't seen. Here go another one. You know, I don't believe in that stuff. What if you don't believe in it? There are some things that you believe in that you haven't seen. Let me use this for illustration. Somebody says to the individual, hey, John, I see you later on. How do you know you're going to see John later on? Did you see later on yet? You believe that you're going to see John later on. You might die before you get back to seeing John. But somewhere in you, you believe that you're going to see him, even though you did not see that yet. It's a lot of things in life. Somebody, I see you tomorrow. How do you know you're going to see them tomorrow? Have you seen tomorrow? Somebody asked the question, I don't believe in something that I haven't seen. Well, I asked them the question, well, if you don't believe in something you haven't seen, please tell me, have you ever seen the wind before? Somebody said, yeah, I've seen it. Well, please describe to me how do the wind looks. Well, I can't describe how it looks, but I can feel it. Well, it's just like that song we used to say, that I can feel him in my hands. Hey, I can feel him in my feet. I can feel him all over me. Who are you talking about? I'm talking about God. Hey, glory. I can't see him, but I sure enough can feel him. So as we look at things in life, God says, I want to have a relationship with you. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. God is knocking at your door. And I ain't talking about your physical door, your heart. That's why you've been going through so many things. And sometimes God allows problems and situations to show you that the only one that can fix your problem is him. You done went to this person, that person, the other person, just like that woman that suffered for 12 long years. Mark chapter 5, verse 25. The widow, the woman that suffered with a blood disease for many years. She went to many physicians. Instead of her getting better, the Bible says she grown worse. Well, there's somebody listening to me right now, and things and get worse. When you going to try God and let him fix it? When you going to open up your heart and invite God into your circumstances, into your problem, into your life? Because God want to have a relationship with you. He died one of the most horrible deaths that one can ever die. Well, that's what they say. It ain't just what they say. That's what he did. He died on the cross and shed his blood. Why did he do it? Because he loved you. He died because of man's sin. He said, your sins have separated you between you and your God, that he won't hear you. And scripture says, when even in my sins, Christ died for me. It's good when somebody want to have a relationship with you. Yeah, some people reject the relationships of other people. But when somebody is sincere, somebody that care, somebody that really want to come, and the Bible says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. Knock at your heart. If any man open his heart, that means now you're inviting God in. See, when you knock, when somebody knocking on the door, they can't get in until you invite them in. God is not going to force himself to have a relationship. You know, one man told me he was 90 something years old. And he said to me, he said, you know what? He said, for 50 years, I played church. I said, what do you mean? He said, I've been to church all this long. In 50 years, I went to church, but I never had a relationship with Jesus until now. I realized that it was more to it than just sitting in the building. Now I can sit in the building having a relationship with the person that I came to hear about and learn about. I'm not just reading about God in the Bible. I have a relationship with the God of the Bible. And the God of the Bible want to have a relationship with you. And one thing I love about the God of the Bible, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he loves you. Bible says, Jesus said, I'm not willing that any should perish, but all come to repentance. I'm not willing for you to die and go to hell. God don't want you to go to hell. No, he don't want you to go. He's there to save you, to rescue you. Ain't you tired of how you've been living? Why won't you give Jesus a try? He want to have a relationship with you. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you should die right now, where will you spend eternity? If you can't answer that question, I want you to repeat this prayer after me. Lord Jesus, repeat it after me. Lord Jesus, I come to you. I believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and that he shed his blood. I believe that Jesus arose again on the third day. Repeat that after me. I believe that he's coming back again. I now receive you as Lord and Savior. Lord, I want to have a relationship with you. Repeat it after me. I want to have a relationship with you. Come into my heart and sup with me. Forgive me from every sin that I have committed. I thank you now for forgiving my sins, and I thank you now for being the Lord of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's pray. Father, every person that do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, and those that repeated that prayer, Lord, I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon them, and I pray in Jesus' name that you would touch and minister to them. God, I pray right now, God, that you would fill them with your spirit. I bind the works of the devil that would hinder them from serving you, and I pray that they would serve you in spirit and in truth. Father, I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Now listen, if you have repeated that prayer for the first time, you gave God your life, if you, it's your first time, and you said, you know what? I want to give Jesus my life. And you repeated that prayer. I want you to give me a call right here at the radio station. And this is only for those that have repeated that prayer and that's now ready to give their lives over to the Lord. You don't have to give your name. I will talk to you. And tell me your testimony. We'll give you a testimony. All right? We'll be right back in a few minutes. And remember this, our God is able to do all things.
You did not create me to worry. You did not create me to fear. But you created me to worship daily, so I'ma leave it all right here. Help me say it. Yeah. not create me to fear, but you created me to worship daily. So I'ma leave it all right here. Trust in, oh, trust in you.
Yes, you must put your trust in him. God desires to have a relationship with you. And not only does he want to have a relationship with you, but if you're going to serve God, you got to put all your trust in him. Well, again, I want to thank God for every one of you that have been tuning in to Pastor Kenneth Morgan's radio show. It is a blessing to be able to come here on a daily basis and not only play good gospel music, but to encourage those that are going through. And let me just say, there are people that listen to me that may not be going through nothing. And you might know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. My word to you, and this is our mission also on this radio show, is for those that do know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior to get more hungrier and thirstier for God, that God want to do something new in you. Behold, the Bible said, I will do a new thing. You know, anything that is new has never been in existence before. You can't call something new. You can't call something old new. If you're doing the same stuff, it's not new, it's old. The Bible says, behold, I will do a new thing. God want to do something that you have never experienced before in your life. The question is, how hungry and how thirsty you are for God. I pray that you never get satisfied where you're at spiritually. Because the Bible tells us that God has more in store for us. And if you look at in the book of Acts, read all the book of Acts, how those men that was once disciples, how Jesus taught them. And as Jesus taught them, those guys get hungry for what God, what Jesus was teaching them. In the book of Luke 24:46, the Bible told them, Jesus said, I want you to go into the city of Jerusalem and wait till you be in clue with power from on high. Let me tell you, it ain't just our job just to come to church just to have a good time. In Matthew chapter 28, the Bible tells us to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Share the good news of Jesus Christ to those that do not know Jesus as their Lord and Savior. But we got to be more hungrier and thirstier for the things of God. And not just the things of God, but we got to know what God's will, his purpose, and his plan for your life. And I'm talking to those that ain't going through nothing. You're a child of the living God. You need to know this. What is God's purpose? What is God's plan? His will for your life. I don't know about nobody. I refuse to die before my time. I will fulfill all that God has called me to do. And I believe that every one of you, and I love what Dr. Morris Cirillo used to say, he used to ask the question, how many ministers do we have? And most people, because they was taught something different, they don't lift their hand. And the key to it is every one of us are ministers. See, the word minister has been redefined. A minister is a servant that is willing to give of himself in every area. Do we have servants that is listening to me today? And remember these words. If you call yourself a servant, remember this word. Let your servantile be bigger than your ego. Let me say it one more time. Let your servantile be bigger than your ego. Every one of us called as ministers of the gospel, because a minister is a servant that is willing to give of himself in every area of their lives. And I pray that that word would encourage you also.
Ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome to help us tonight none other than Mr. Fred Hammond!
Time after time, oh yeah.
5,000 with two fish.
Yes, he is a miracle worker. And let me tell you, God still works miracles. Whatever you're going through, you got to believe. You know, everybody that ever received a miracle from God, the Bible says, according to your faith, so be it unto you. And as you begin to ask God for a miracle, like that woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, Mark chapter 5, verse 25, the Bible says she went to many physicians. Instead of her growing better, she grown worse. Spent every dime she had. The doctors couldn't do nothing for her. In her day and time, when somebody had a blood disease like that, they called them unclean. They was isolated from everybody else. Imagine suffering, and now you can't be around nobody. And broke at the same time. Well, if you're going through financially, like this woman spent all that she had, and instead of her getting better, she's growing worse, I want to let you know, according to Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, but my God shall supply all of your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. You got to trust God. God is your source. He's the place from which anything come from and is attained. Whatever you need, God got it. But if you're going to get what God has, you got to trust him. You got to have faith to believe that God is your source. And I often tell people, especially on this radio show, that faith is the title deed to your blessing. Faith is the title deed to your blessing. And every person that wanted the miracle from God, regardless of what the miracle was. See, miracles is when everybody else can't do nothing. When you done tried everything else. And that woman that had the issue of blood for 12 long years, the Bible said, instead of her getting better, she grown worse. The situation became more worse than what it was. But I like this part. The Bible said, when she heard about Jesus. Oh, glory. That's something about hearing about Jesus. She grabbed hold of some faith and said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole. She, did you notice in that scripture, she never said, well, I hope I'll be here. Well, I'm not really sure. No, the Bible says she said, I know that I will be made whole. You know why she believed it? Because if you read that few verses, two verses up, Jesus just got finished raising a girl from the dead. Let me tell you something. You see somebody else that got a miracle and you know that it was impossible that they get that miracle and you know you need a miracle and you at your at rock bottom. You are at rock bottom. One of the most unhappiest times that you ever been in your life. Those difficult situations, unpleasant. The lowest time in your life. And this woman hit rock bottom. It was one of the most unhappiest times she ever had in her life. Instead of her growing better, she went worse. She got worse. But when she heard about the one that was the miracle worker, when she heard about the one that can step into your situation and bring change, because she heard about the miracle that Jesus did in raising the girl from the dead. He is a miracle worker. And if you are at rock bottom and you're at one of the lowest times in your life, I want to introduce you to the miracle worker. The miracle worker, Jesus, is a miracle worker, and he's ready. And not only is he ready, but he has a miracle with your name on it, and it belongs to you. All you got to do is claim it. Let me say it again. He has a miracle with your name on it, and all you got to do is claim it. And that woman that had the issue of blood claimed her miracle. She said, if I may touch the hem of his garment, I know that I'll be made whole. First John chapter 5, verse 14. And this is the confidence that we have in him. See, she had confidence in the one that was a miracle worker. Having confidence in him, knowing that what he says he's going to do. She wasn't nervous. She wasn't afraid because she knew that she had confidence in the one that was the miracle worker. For this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us, we know that we have the petition that we desire of him. We know without one shadow of a doubt that it is God's will for you to be healed. By his stripes, you are healed. And then the scripture says, he sent his word and healed them. Whatever the condition is, God want to heal you of that condition. The question is, do you have enough faith to believe that he can do it? And if you say yes to that question, that Pastor Kenneth Morgan prayer line will be open to pray for you. The telephone number is 803-317-4457. 803-317-4457. Here to pray and believe God for your miracle. God is a miracle worker, and he's ready to step into your situation and bring change. And guess what? You got to know where your help comes from. Your help don't come from your mama, your daddy. Don't come from the mayor. Don't come from the governor. Don't come from the president of the United States. Our help comes from the Lord, which made the heavens and the earth.
my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you, my Savior. All of my help, all of my help, all of my help comes from you. It comes from you.
All of my help comes from you. You are the one that my heart is drawn to.
When I am
in
time
of weakness, my strength is weak.
All my help,
my help, all of my help.
Thank you.
this figured out, and you're watching us now. And when it looks as if we can't win, wrap within your arms and step in. And everything we need you to supply, you got this in control. And now we know that you made a way. When our backs were against the wall and it looked as if it was over, you made a way. And we're standing here only because you made a way. You made a way. Now we're here, looking back on where we've come from. Of you and nothing we've done to deserve the love and mercy you show. But your grace was strong enough to pick us up, and you made a way. When our backs were
against the wall and it looked as if it was over,
Lord,
you made a way.
You're listening to the Spoken Word Radio Station, your internet radio station. You are listening to your host, Pastor Kenneth Morgan.
lost. You got my witness, they'll hold you up. And in the process, they'll fill your cup. So I'm not worried, I'm not scared. I'm gon' trust like my bishop said. It's a message to the devil, you can't have my faith. And we gon' make the body crazy.
Thank you.